Brad, let's start here. What do you expect the top four to look like tomorrow?
Well, I think one and two will remain the same, Clemson followed by Alabama. After that, I tell you what, it could go a number of ways. I mean, obviously, if they keep the same order from previous weeks, Notre Dame would move up. But I have a suspicion that that's not going to happen. I think that Oklahoma and Michigan State are both possibilities to jump over Iowa and move into that spot. But at the same time, I wouldn't be shocked if they moved Iowa up. But I do think tomorrow is going to be a little bit of a test as to some of the terms that the committee likes to throw out, or I should say more specifically, Jeff Long, the committee chair. He likes to talk a lot about schedule strength and wins over teams that are above 500, wins against the top 25. And when he says that, he's talking about the committee's own top 25. I think tomorrow, based on where they have Iowa ranked, we're going to learn whether that's something that they really use as a tool to rank teams or whether that's just something they use to justify where they rank teams after they've already come up with their rankings. Because Iowa, in terms of wins against the teams over 500 and overall schedule strength rank, is nowhere near what those other teams are. And so I'm interested to see where they have them tomorrow.
Okay, so the easiest thing for the Big 12 is for Oklahoma to simply beat Oklahoma State and stay amongst that conversation. But if that doesn't happen, is this shaping up for another Big 12 to be excluded from those four playoff teams?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. If you end up with Baylor or Oklahoma State as a one-loss champion of the Big 12, considering that neither one of them really had any significant non-conference opposition, that's something that obviously the committee frowns upon. And so I could easily see them being left out if Oklahoma loses on Saturday. But then I think it also matters not only, you know, does Notre Dame win, but also what happens the following weekend, you know, in conference championship games, because there is opportunity for some chaos in some of those places. I mean, there's going to be a three-loss team representing the Pac-12 South. You're going to have North Carolina, even though they're a one-loss team in the ACC title game. They have a loss to South Carolina. They have two FCS wins. The overall schedule's weak. I really can't see the committee putting them in the playoff, but I think they're
even
good
enough.
Even
if they beat Clemson here at the end.
Yeah, even if they beat Clemson. I mean, that would be their only significant win of the season if you look at it. I mean, look, their next best win will be over Pitt. And I guess Pitt could finish as a top 25 team. In fact, I do expect Pitt to be ranked tomorrow. So I guess at the end, they probably have two top 25 teams. But I still think that things would have to happen in other conferences on top of Notre Dame losing to Stanford for it to open up a door for North Carolina. So
I mean, that South Carolina loss is now just unbelievably awful.
You know what's funny is that for a few weeks after the start of the season, you know, we were saying, when Stanford started to come on, we were looking back at week one and saying, wow, how did Stanford lose to Northwestern?
Yeah.
And you look at it now, and, you know, Northwestern's a pretty good team. That one makes a lot more sense than the big question from week one is, how did North Carolina lose to South Carolina? I mean, because even with all the turnovers they had, it still just seems unfathomable that they could lose to that team.
How do you see the Big Ten playing out? This is obviously kind of a jumbled situation. You still have Iowa's undefeated. Michigan is lurking around there to create some problems for people. You got obviously Michigan State and Ohio State and what transpired this weekend. What do you see there? Do you see a scenario where the Big Ten could be left out even potentially?
Well, yeah, I could see there being a scenario where there would at least be some doubt. I mean, one of those would be if a two-loss Michigan were to, you know, to be the conference champion. But I think maybe in the same boat would be if Iowa were to lose at Nebraska this week and then turn around and win the Big Ten title the next week, because Iowa, even with one loss, is going to have a pretty weak schedule. And so I think either of those could put the Big Ten in a tough spot. But that is really the most interesting of the conference races, just because it has more possibilities in terms of the number of teams that could still win it. And also with the possibility that Iowa could lose this week and then turn around and win it the next week. And you know what? I think what makes the Big Ten more intriguing is that Michigan State has really played to the level of its opposition in every game this season. I mean, I can't think of one where they just went out and took care of business against a lesser team. And so I mean, look, Penn State's not a bad team. They're not a good team, but they're not a bad team either. And the way that Michigan State has played throughout the season, I would be surprised if that's not a game in the fourth quarter. And if it is, you just never know when the pressure of the situation with the division title on the line could get to a team. Look, Michigan State is great as an underdog, but now they're in the favorite role, and they're, you know, and they, while they have won most of their games this year, they haven't played all that well as the favorite. So we'll see. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that Michigan State could lose to Penn State.
All right. One of the other teams that actually needed overtime to win was Florida, and a lot of people have been talking about them trying to come back. Very quickly, do you see Florida in the last 2 weeks getting into this thing?
Brad, we only have 30 seconds.
No, I mean, look, I will be a little bit surprised if they find enough offense to beat Florida State this week, but I would be shocked if they could score more than 10 points against Alabama. And the way their offense is played, I don't see them having much of a chance at all to win the SEC.